Welcome to the Bubbles Brunchcast.
Dark Side Edition.
Listener's discretion may be advised. Now for this week's host, here's Aaron and Kayla.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining us today here on Bubbles Brunchcast. I'm your host, Aaron Ambergy.
And Kayla Maynard.
And today we have an interesting topic for you about the Amber Alert. So it's a little bit touchy.
It's a little bit touchy, but
a little bit touchy, a little heavy. If this will upset you, feel free to, you know, skip this episode, tune in next week. So just give you a little content warning.
Yeah, we're always lurking. We'll be back. It's fine.
Exactly. So, okay, you have been warned. This might be a little heavy for you. But the Amber Alert, most of us have heard of it. It is an emergency response that disseminates information about a missing person, usually a child, by media broadcasting and roadway signs. And now you can, your phone...
I'll scream at you.
Yes. Real loud. I didn't know if the Androids did that, but I have an iPhone and it yells at you.
Yeah. It screams and like vibrates and it does all the things. It's like, hey, listen to me, which is amazing, honestly.
Absolutely.
Unless it's like 3 a.m. and you have PTSD, so you get woken up by that. It's like, what?
Yeah.
But still helpful. That's great.
So I always thought the Amber Alert was issued for any missing child, but there is a set criteria for the Department of Justice before an Amber Alert is issued, which is that there's reasonable belief by law enforcement that an abduction has occurred, that law enforcement agency believes that the child is in imminent danger of serious bodily injury or death, there's enough descriptive information about the victim and the abduction for law enforcement to issue an Amber Alert to assist in the recovery of the child. The abduction of the child is 17 years or younger. And the child's name and other critical... The child's name and other critical elements, including the child abduction flag, have been entered into the National Crime Information Center. So, it's not just for anybody. You have to meet those criteria before they'll issue an Amber Alert. So not every missing child gets one.
Which, I mean, makes sense because I'm sure that there's a lot more children going missing every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there are those alerts that come out, which, I mean, I always wondered about. I was like, what makes this the one that they send that out about? Or what makes this the one that, like, we get the notification about? I know they have different offshoots of the Amber Alert notification that you get on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like last week, I think Steven and I got a gold alert on our phones.
The golden alert for like senior citizen?
Yeah. And he was like, what is that? And I was like, it's basically an Amber Alert for older people. And he's like, do they have dementia? And I was like, well, this one was driving their own car. So I'd say probably not. It's just like an older person that hasn't been seen when they should have been seen by somebody. Because kids, I mean, it's not just because of like health, it's because of family abduction or there's like video of someone, you know, doing like something like that. So
if they think that the child has run away, then they won't issue an Amber Alert. But
if they know like someone's taking them and someone's up to no good, which is terrifying. Be better people. Let's just say that.
Yeah. I think there should be some sort of alert for all missing children, even if they are runaways.
Is there like a database? I mean, I know there's got to be a database somewhere, but do they keep that like pretty up to date?
Oh, I'm sure.
Because, I mean, I know there's got to be a database, and then they have offender databases and stuff like that, which,
good.
Let me tell you, don't look that up if you're looking for to buy a home, because you know, terrified. That's why I live country school right now.
Because the sex offenders can't live by elementary school.
My realtor told me about that. Like, I mean, I knew it was a thing, but she like gave me the link or gave Steve or she told Steven about it or something. You know, if it's something you're worried about, like you can look it up. And like, because we were looking up our own houses to look at. And then Stephen and I spent like a good hour looking at the people around our old house. And we were like,
creep, 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 creep. Pervert.
We gotta go. Like, we have got to go. But yeah, they can't be like within 5 miles of the school or something like that. So we don't have any dry clean airs, but they're still everywhere.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. It's true.
But I mean, they've got databases like that, so I assume they have a database for like missing children. I'm gonna
look it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Missing children database in the USA. Missingkids.org seems like a big one. The National Center for Missing and Unexploited. Oh, that just makes me sad that those things first off happen, let alone in the same sentence. Anyway, the Amber Alert system started in 1996, so not that long ago. I mean, well, we're 2023 now, so I was
less than 30 years ago.
I was four.
Yeah.
I was four.
Yeah.
In Dallas, Fort Worth, when broadcaster team with local police developed an early warning system to help find abducted children, AMBER stands for America's Missing Broadcast Emergency Response. So that's...
I didn't know it was an acronym until I started researching this.
Yeah, I thought it was just like maybe named after a specific kid from a specific case, like they do sometimes, like with laws and things like that. That makes
sense. It was. Yeah.
It was.
So the acronym was created as a legacy to 9-year-old Amber Hagerman.
Oh, God. That's sad.
I know, right? Poor girl.
I don't understand. The fact that, like, okay. I don't understand just going and stealing a child. I don't understand hurting a child. I don't understand hurting people in general, though. So my brain's just not wired that way.
Mm-hmm.
Which most people aren't, so that's pretty great. But for those unfortunately on our planet few that think that it's fun to cause that kind of pain on a child, I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, even not just a child, but like, some people in general.
Just anybody, yeah, for sure. There are just sick people in the world, Kayla. I don't know what to tell you.
I was sheltered. We both know that, though. Like, I taught Sunday school until I was, 16, 17 years old for children.
Yeah.
My biggest worry at that point was, don't bite them! Because it was, mostly, toddlers. They're 3 and 4. They're definitely going to eat the crayon, or they're going to bite each other.
Right.
That was it.
So, by the end of 2001, only 4 states... four states nationwide had statewide AMBER plans. In 2002, the first ever White House conference of missing, exploited, and runaway children occurred. The AMBER Alert became nationally focused, and additionally, the president requested that the U.S. Attorney General appoint the first national AMBER Alert coordinator, and that was Deborah J. Daniels. In 2003, the president's signed into law the PROTECT Act, which codified the previously established National AMBER Alert Coordinator role in the Department of Justice. The law tasked the coordinator to facilitate the development of the AMBER network, support development of the state AMBER plans and efforts, help eliminate geographic gaps in AMBER networks, provide AMBER network coordination, and establish guidance on the criteria for issuing AMBER alerts. There is a documentary on Peacock called AMBER, and it's about essentially the same thing, like the history of the AMBER Alert and her story.
Explain AMBER Hagerman. It goes over her.
Yes.
What happened?
I have not seen the documentary, but we are going to get into what happened to her. So in January 1996, Donna Hagerman took her children, Amber, and who was 9, and Ricky, who was 5, to Arlington, Texas, to meet their grandparents, Glenda and Jimmy Whitson. The kids asked if they could ride their bikes around the neighborhood, and their mother agreed, but told them not to go further than a block away. But they didn't listen.
Because kids never do, unfortunately. And that's not their fault.
Right.
That's just how kids are. So, like,
not victim blaming.
Yeah. Not blaming the mom, not blaming the kids, blaming the monster who did whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
We shouldn't have done it. Like, we shouldn't live in a world where we have to warn our children to do stuff. Because I remember when I was a kid, I would just take off on the back road from my mom's house to my grandma's house, and my great-grandpa would see us and call my mom and be like, your kids are on their way to Cheryl's, and we'd be fine, you know?
Yeah.
And that was actually after this, but we shouldn't live in a world where our kids have to be afraid, or we have to be afraid for our kids, because...
But we grew up in a small town, which doesn't make it any safer or not, but, like, in a small town, everybody knows everybody. So, and your great-grandpa lived nearby. These kids are, like, new to the neighborhood. So their neighbors might not recognize them.
I mean, it was still... The point is, like, we shouldn't live in a world where, like, just do better.
It shouldn't be a thing. We shouldn't be talking about this. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But, like, it's messed up. Like, we're not, like, a minute into that story, and I'm like...
Yeah.
These people already suck.
Yeah, absolutely. So Amber and Ricky...
Or whoever did it.
Amber and Ricky rode to the Winn-Dixie grocery store about 2 blocks away from the house.
Winn-Dixie. This is Southern, is what this is.
Ricky then got worried about his mom, about what his mom Donna had said and told Amber. He was going to go back to the house. When he arrived at his grandparents' house, he asked where Amber was. You know, his grandparents asked where Amber was, and then he told them what happened. They sent Ricky back out to go get her. By the time he got there, it was too late. Amber wasn't anywhere in sight. And Ricky quickly rode back home. After hearing Amber was missing, Jimmy rushed to the grocery store to look for her, and police had arrived after a man named Jim Kevill had called and reported a young man forced Amber into a dark truck and drove west of Arlington.
My nostrils are flaring. For those of you that don't know, I'm either annoyed or I'm lying, and I'm not saying anything, so I'm annoyed. I can't.
Yeah, it's awful.
People are trash. This is why I stay inside and garden now. Thanks to We Love
It's Lauren. It's so scary. So, the case was on the front page of the newspapers. Police and FBI thoroughly investigated the case. They put the pictures up of Amber everywhere in the hopes of getting other witnesses who had seen the incident. Donna pleaded on TV to the person who abducted Amber to please return her. All of this led nowhere. 4 days later, a man unexpectedly found Amber's body in a creek.
Oh, God. That's bad for everybody. First off, Amber. But also, just be walking along.
And as far as I know, they still haven't caught the man that who did it.
That's, like, just... That adds, like, it doesn't add insult to injury, but it just leaves a lot of questions and not a lot of closure for the family. I don't like that.
Right. They don't get any closure. They just don't. Their daughter is gone and for no reason. I feel like this was, and I'm not a cop, so great assault. I feel like this was just a crime of opportunity. Like, this couldn't have been plotted out. She wasn't taken from her house. How are they going to know that they were going to go ride their bikes?
At their grandma's house. And then her brother would leave. But you know what worries me the most is, like, her brother is an adult now. And I hope to the good Lord above that he doesn't, like, think that he should have stayed. Because they would have just taken him, too, and done the same thing to him.
I mean, yeah. There's no telling what...
Yeah, I mean, they could have, is the thing, and that's just...
I'm sure he struggles with guilt, but... But honestly, at five?
Survivor's guilt, yeah.
It's not his fault.
No,
and absolutely. In his five-year-old brain, he's like, no, Mom said to stay here, stay close. I'm going to listen to Mom.
I love that. So, I honestly... I don't know. Survivor's guilt's a hell of a thing. Like, I have that from my brother's car accident. That he had with a friend while I was 8-9 hours away for over a year. So, like,
you had the survivor's guilt after he died?
I still do, according to my therapist.
Sure.
Like, it's been 9 years, so.
But you didn't have anything.
No, I was off in a different state.
It was just a horrible accident.
It was, but.
So, just know, Kayla, you know, it's not your fault.
No, it's fine. It's just a hell of a thing. Like, there's no reason, rhyme or reason for anything. Like, you could be absolutely not involved, not even there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, so, like, I can say it for other people. Nothing you could have done.
Right.
So I just hope that he does it, because it sucks so bad.
And how many of us have been riding our bikes when we were little and just, you know, rode away?
Okay, so, you know, I grew up in Ina, right?
Mm-hmm.
We lived on a hill, and from kindergarten up, they don't, like, drive you in the Head Start bus, and the Head Start bus will go directly to your door, whereas, like, the kindergarten and up, they would just drop me at the bottom of this hill, and I'd have to walk up and go to the trailer that we lived in at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, there was a neighbor kid who got off her bus around the same time. She was, like, in middle school or something. I don't know. And I would just walk up with her. One day, she didn't come. And I gave my mother a heart attack because I just, you know, I'm in kindergarten. So it was real, real little, because we left and moved to Prestonsburg by the time I was, like, in the first grade, like, midway through the first grade. So I was real young.
Yeah.
She didn't come one day, though, and I just stood at the bottom of the hill for, like, I didn't know. I thought it was a minute or two, but it was literally, like, half an hour, and my mom comes driving down the hill to come find me, and I'm just standing there. Like, kids do stuff like that all the time. Like, somebody could have driven by and just seen me standing there and, like, yoinked me up real quick. Because, I mean, Inez has never been really good, but this is something we'll do a podcast on, probably on our other podcast eventually. But the house that I lived in, that trailer that I lived in when we sold it, there was a triple homicide in that house.
Oh my gosh.
A couple and their granddaughter were murdered, and the house was set on fire.
Oh my gosh.
Actual trailer, so anything could have happened. Like, it, no matter where you are, how old you are, like, the circumstances, like, it's a terrifying world that we live in. It's kind of fucked up,
for sure.
Yeah,
we shouldn't be talking. This shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, it should. You're right. It shouldn't be a thing. It shouldn't be, like.
But I want to talk about it to raise awareness.
Yeah, like. Children are literally, like, I think that there's that thing where babies look like their dads, which is infuriating to new moms. I'm almost positive, because you just push this thing out of your hoo-ha or your tummy. They look like their dad for, like, the first year of their life, who did none of the hard work. Like, he got the joys, but he didn't.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have to put up with your, okay, he did some hard work. He got the pickles. He got the cravings. I'll give him that. He did some hard work. He didn't do none of it, but.
It's evolutionary.
Yeah, because it's like back to the caveman. It like made them recognize that as a part of themselves, so they wouldn't smash the baby on a rock.
Yeah.
Because children are things that need to be protected. They're literally the future. They're literally, like, the next generation. They're the ones that are going to take care of you when you're old, so you don't end up eating cat food.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I'm astounded, quite honestly, that. I have a 16-year-old, and I could not imagine anyone doing anything to him without the world falling apart, quite honestly.
Right? Yeah, it's so awful. And I, like I said, I just want to raise awareness and give people history, and I'm sure the Peacock documentary is more comprehensive. I haven't seen it yet.
A lot of good ones coming out, like on Hulu as well, and like true crime has really been. I mean, just since I've started researching for the other podcast now, I've got so many screenshots on my phone of like commercials that I've seen scrolling through Facebook or whatever.
Yeah,
for documentaries to watch. For like ideas and stuff.
Yeah.
But like, there's also I'm not sure if your mom loves Snapped, but my mom's loves Snapped. So every time I call one of them, there's murder going on in the background.
My mom doesn't really watch Snapped. She loves Unsolved Mysteries. I love Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah, the dude's voice is just great too, though. Is it like, or it used to be when I watched
Robert Stack?
Yeah. She's to watch, like, Mamel Sherrill, Brandon's mom. She used to watch that when we were real little. It was, oh, wait, that or Uncle Calvin had Golden Girls on.
Love Golden Girls.
Good. Apparently there was the Golden Palace or something.
I haven't seen that.
A spinoff with three of them. So it's on Hulu.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I bet it's not as good. I guess that about wraps us up. It's just...
I learned something, a lot of new stuff today. First off, that, I mean, it actually stands for a name.
It's an acronym.
And also an acronym, but it's also for a little girl, which is terrifying and sad. But, and then, like, that there are criteria, because I've always wondered, like, I know that there's more missing children than this. Like, you only get one, like, every couple of weeks or something like that. Which I'm not sad about, just getting one every couple of weeks, because that means, like, there's nothing meeting that criteria, and it's usually just like, oh, she ran away because you took her dolls, or we've all done that at one point.
Or I mean, like, teenage runaways.
Yeah, that's true. We've also all been teenagers. We've all had that conversation. I don't know about you, because your parents are still married, but my parents, I was like, well, I'm just going to go live with Dad. I didn't want to go live with Dad. still never go live with Dad. But, like, there's always, like, that. Like, for teenagers, there's always contention.
Right.
But.
Yeah.
I get it. Learn something new every day. This is also yet another reason why I avoid the news, though.
Fair.
I'm sheltered, and I'm okay with this.
But, I mean, this has got to help a lot of people, because.
Yeah.
They put, like, you've seen road sign on the interstate, like, Amber Alert, you know.
Yeah, like the flashing ones.
Yeah, there was last seen in a gray
Black Tahoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A license plate, blah 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 blah.
Wearing this or the other person wearing, they're like, they go in depth with it, and it's pretty freaking awesome, like, that they can do that. And the fact that they can, like, broadcast it to people's phones, I'm sure there's hoops that they have to jump through to do that. Like, I mean, obviously there's, like, the criteria that needs to be met and all that stuff, but, like, that's pretty freaking odd. Like, we've come, I'm sure, I mean, even just from their start in 1996, we've come leaps and bounds from almost all of those, because we didn't have
smartphones.
Yeah, we didn't. And, like, the cell phones we had then were, like,
bricks. Suitcase. Yeah.
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 So, I remember my old, what is it called? The flip
phone? Like a razor?
Yeah, that's what it was.
I had a razor. I remember that.
I remember dropping mine in a puddle, and it still was okay. It was like, you can't hurt me.
I didn't get an iPhone till college.
I didn't get a smartphone until I was getting divorced, which is a fucked up statement to make, I think.
Yeah. But that was about the same time I did.
Yeah, I was 20. I was working at Toyota, and I had just kicked my first husband out of my apartment, and my uncle took me to Verizon in Georgetown, and I got one of those, like, ones that, like, had the pop out keyboard. And
oh yeah,
it back. Yeah, I remember that.
So we've come a long way, and technology's only advancing. Things are gonna get. There's going to be more, so hopefully that'll help. Hopefully,
track their kids too, though, don't they?
Maybe they put an AirTag on them.
I would. I mean, and I know that sounds bad. Like, I would though. I'd put an AirTag on them, like on clothes or backpack.
Yeah.
Something that, like, someone that was taking them wouldn't think to, like. I mean, maybe not their backpack, because someone that was taking them would think to
leave their backpack. Yeah.
Yeah, I would maybe
or track their phones.
Yeah.
Like find my friends. Yeah. So make sure to follow us on socials at Bubbles Brunchcast on Insta and TikTok. Sorry, couldn't think of the name. And make sure to like, subscribe, follow us. Tune in next time. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was the last call for this episode of the Bubbles Brunchcast. Please subscribe and tune in next time. We will be serving it up all over again. Enjoy your week.